glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Let me begin by reading a few selected passages of Scripture. They will provide a basis for our Scripture study on this edition of Moments. In the letter to Christians written by James, we find these inspired words of instructions given to every disciple of Jesus Christ. Prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of a person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained from the world. That is found in James chapter 1, verses 20 through 27. Let me add these words of Jesus Christ recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus spoke these words at the conclusion of his Sermon on the Mount, which contains many instructions to his followers. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Following our song, the message will address this question: what does it mean to be religious? Please stay with us.
You are the cornerstone, you are the holy one, you are the rock on which I stand. Give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. You are the cornerstone. You are the holy one. You are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Where's my foundation? Where do I start? Cornerstone, you are the holy one, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Where's our foundation? Where do we start? Only in you, Lord, within our hearts. You are the cornerstone, you are the holy one, you are the rock on which we stand. We will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. In my life, Lord, you are the one. In your church, Lord, your kingdom kingdom come. You are the cornerstone, you are the holy one, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone, you are the cornerstone, you are the holy one, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone.
What does it mean to be religious? This question was raised in my mind when I heard a comment made by a young lady. She and others were discussing the reactions to our recent world events. As they discussed things, they shared opinions, they talked about themselves and their feelings about important matters. And this one young lady was sharing how important it was not to label anyone just because of race and religion. She had felt judged, and she had felt isolated in this way. And it had affected her life. She identified herself by her race and by her faith. And then came this declaration, "I'm not a very religious person." I wondered, what exactly did she mean by that? And I wondered if anyone else gave it much thought. Here she is discussing the importance of her faith, and for others not to make judgments about her because of her beliefs, yet she isn't very religious. Stating that she wasn't very religious didn't shock me. In my 40-plus years of ministry, I've had many folks tell me the very same thing. Discussing the importance of spiritual matters with folks has led many to make that same declaration about themselves that this young lady did. And those who do are wanting to clarify something about themselves. But what is it that is being said when one identifies himself or herself as not being a very religious person? Well, if we take Webster's definition of religious, it means a person is not devout, pious, or godly. One is not concerned with religion, which is reverence toward God. Or one is not a member of a devout community of consciousness, religious teaching. The definition for religious is characterized as being devout, pious, and adhering to religion. It is being conscientiously exact, careful, and scrupulous. Webster's reference says a synonym is devout. Religion is the external expression of worship and devotion to a God. Being religious is then the manifestation of one's reverence to his or her God. So what can we conclude of someone saying, "I'm not a very religious person"? Does it mean they have a belief but they are not devoted to it? Is it to say that my faith is not reflected in my life? Is it not very religious? Is a not very religious person one who is not conscientious about the teachings of the faith they hold to? Is it being said that there is no external evidence of an internal faith? And that brings us back to those scriptures I read at the beginning of our meditation. Christ was declaring, advising, and warning those who heard him speak, and all those who hear his word through the written record, that if we hear his word and act upon it, we have a firm foundation for life. But if we hear it and do not act upon it, then life lacks a foundation. And then James adds words to complement the Lord's as he teaches us about being a doer of the word and not just a hearer. There are numerous passages of Scripture that call all Christians to be devout and conscientious. There is to be an outward expression of our faith in Jesus Christ because he describes his followers as lights to the world and salt of the earth. It is not possible to have an inner faith in Jesus Christ, but no outward expression of that faith and be lights and salt. I have a question, really, for the young lady I heard who expressed herself concerning others passing judgment upon her because of her race and religion. Maybe by her physical appearance one could know her race. However, had she not made a declaration of it, I probably couldn't have been sure of her nationality. But my question is, how will anyone ever pass judgment on her because of her religion? If she is not very religious, who will ever know? If there is no evidence of it, how can anyone know of her faith? I'm concerned about that separation of one's conviction of heart and the expression of it. How can one's conviction of faith have much meaning if there is a lack of devotion? In concluding our message, let me direct a few questions to each one of us. Are we very religious? What do we believe? Would anyone ever know?
My heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I give to you, take control. I give my body a living sacrifice. Lord, take control, take control, my heart.
Lord, I am serious about living this new life with you. My heart, my mind, my body, and my soul are yours. Take control, Lord. I surrender everything to you. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, all that I own, all that I am. Fill me with compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Make me a living sacrifice, Lord. Take control.
I give my body a living sacrifice. Lord, take control. Take control.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.